The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty on Tuesday morning. It's the 7th of July 2020 at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 o'clock. It's raining rather heavily in Dublin this morning. And hopefully it's doing nothing of the sort where you are. And the sun is breaking the stones with the excitement. What have we got for you today? We have somebody I've never met in real life, Kelly Harrington, a boxer and raconteur and all-around good egg. I'm dying to meet her. We spoke to her by Zoom or Skype, whatever it happened to be on the Late Late Show. And I thought, yeah, love this person. So she's live in studio. She's sitting outside shooting the breeze. And she's got a great story. And she is a firecracker. So she'll be live with us this morning. And thoughts, questions, anything else you like, 51551 or email ryan@rte.ie. Just happens that she comes the day after another tremendous beacon of light and positivity. Dave McCabe, who you may have heard. If you didn't, well worth listening back to his chat on our podcast service. One of the parents that he would deal with as an SNA in the school, in between being a nascent rock star, says, I heard your interview with Dave McCabe this morning. Myself and my family are fortunate to know Dave. He worked at my son's school. And you touched on his role as an SNA during the interview. You called him a ray of sunshine. And I can confirm that he is. This. To all the students he is devoted to, he is a ray of sunshine. He's so dedicated to helping each of them reach their full potential. It's not an easy role. And he does it with enthusiasm, a great energy and a genuine smile on his face. He and his family quietly arrange fundraising for the school in their lovely, low-key way. What a just a classy bunch of people. He is, as you say, a world-class rock star in our eyes, on and off the stage. We wish him a speedy recovery and look forward to watching his star rise. He's one of life's special ones. And it's a strange thing in this job that you can kind of tell nearly, even if you're not talking to somebody face-to-face, but you can tell talking to somebody, and I don't think you need to be doing the job I do, but just happens to be the way where you can just spot the good ones and the bad ones, but certainly the good ones. More so because they are just good eggs, good people. And it just jumped out of the radio to us and I think to lots of you listening, because even when I posted something on Instagram yesterday about him and the band and the song, the response was so warm and positive. And he had this great song that we played yesterday, coming home and with his band, and we played it and people were like, that's a great song. And it is a great upbeat happy song. Somebody said Fáilte Ireland should get their hands on it, and then everyone was saying get him on the Late Late Show. And the good news is that our music man, Mr. Dermot McAvoy in the Late Late Show, got in touch with me. He said, we're listening to the show, that guy sounds great, the music sounds great, do you think he might be free to join us on the Late Late Show in the autumn? And I thought, well, wouldn't that be something? So I don't think he knows this yet, but hopefully he's listening in this morning, or his mammy is, to know that, yes, we will be inviting you and the band onto the Late Late Show in the autumn to spread some sunshine in the September for the viewers when we're back in action. So that is a job. Deal done. See you later. Sold to the man on the left with the great attitude. How about that? So more of that anon. The tracker, are we going to sign up for the app? I thought that they handled things really well yesterday in terms of the travel. I'll just speak briefly on it. I did enough ranting raving for a year last week, but certainly just in passing and mentioning what they've decided to do in terms of no essential travel until July 20th, then review it and have a kind of a very simple red light, green light. And if there's a green light between countries, let's go. Let's travel, and because it's clean and it's clear, that makes perfect sense. It's clear. So what we need was a bit of clarity. So up until July 20th, don't go away. And then let's have a look at you. And that makes sense. Okay, we'll go with that. And if people want to travel after that, if it's a green area, we're all good. So I thought that made sense. The pubs thing, July 20th, I think we're all looking forward to being able to go to a pub on July 20th. I don't know about the wisdom of shutting everything down to the pubs because of one kind of messy situation on one night, which can be cleared up. Let's say it's the Dame Lane area, whatever. It's a good buzzy part of town. Okay, so people went a bit bananas. if we, you kind of got to give a bit of leeway. People want to, and kind of go, oh, lads, don't do that. And you go, oh, sorry, didn't know that. And they put their hands up and say, won't do that. And organise the area a bit more, tell the pubs to sort their stuff out. And by the time we hit July 20th, everyone will go, okay, got it. So just a bit of level-headed. Don't shut everybody. We as punters, I'm a pub goer. I love a pint of Guinness. And, you know, I'm not one of them. I'm not sitting at home crying into my can of horrible Guinness. I'm out and I want to get out. And I was out and I had lovely pints at the weekend and lovely meals. And, you know, so this isn't anything but saying, if we get it right, we can do it. So let's do it together. Tens of thousands have already signed up for the HSE's COVID tracker app. I'm not going to lie to you. I looked into this morning and I still don't quite understand it. And I'm okay, so I'm not a technical guy and I don't know if that's part of it, or I might be choosing this learned helplessness thing where somebody would be saying to me, no, it's really straightforward. You just sign up to the thing. And then it just turned to mush in my head as the... I don't know what it's like being at school when, you know, but you know when they try to teach you some things in school and they go, so the Pythagoras, the length, no, I'm sorry, you've lost me on the length and or the sum of the squares of the Archimedes. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure it's really straightforward. This is my problem and not theirs or yours. If you go on hse.ie, I suspect you'll find out everything you need to know. They've spent nearly £1 million developing the technology, which seems reasonable enough. And I'm reading this from the RTE.ie site this morning. The app is expected to facilitate contact tracing. This can only be good. And symptom tracking and contain other information about the virus. And one of the ways by which the virus is tracked is by tracing close contacts of people with themselves who themselves test positive. So the app, the COVID-19 tracker app, is designed to help with both contact tracing and real-time symptom tracking. There are concerns from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties who say they can't recommend it. We don't see the cases being made that the benefits will outweigh the potential risks. So there's still a bit of push and pull on that. But the feeling is that tens of thousands of people have already signed up for it, so they don't mind that because they feel it is important. Close contact is believed to be about 15 minutes and this app uses what is called a Bluetooth handshake to speak to other devices. Does that make sense? And if that does, then you're okay. The app has a page of advice for people who are sent that notification and are informed that they are close contacts of a positive case. So it does seem to me a sensible thing to do. I just need to get my head around it. And like I say, that's my personal responsibility, my problem. I'm sure that everything is good and right about it, but I'll get there. Edward was on to say, the COVID-19 tracker doesn't work on my iPhone 6. How often do these people think we update our phones? I don't know. What phone does it start with, and you know, how compatible is it with phones and all of them? Is it all of them or a few of them? I'm not sure. Now, what else? They went bananas, says Ken. Oh, Ken, listen, a treat for you coming up, Ken, as a Beatle man a little later on. Ringo's 80 today. They went bananas in Cork and Limerick, not just Dublin. Oh, I see. Fair point. We all went. Well, maybe we all went mad because we've been all boxed in and we just kind of went out and went, and that we'll get it right. I'm a 63-year-old, Margaret says. I'm not particularly techie. Who I downloaded this app in 5 minutes. Please encourage people to download it. Okay. Margaret, I'll take your word for it. Okay, thank you for that. 51551. The film, the Galway film FLA, goes digital for the very first time in its 32-year history. It will launch online as it aims to bring new movies to film fans and industry executives. So they will show these various movies, which you will watch not in the cinema and the flicks. You'll watch it at home and you'll watch it in real time as they are landed, if that's right. You'll have a bit more flexible time to watch it once you download it, but you'll have to wait like a premiere for it to arrive. GalwayFilmFla.com. Now, speaking of stuff to watch, the thing you were telling me, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. I saw the trailer for that on RT News Now last night, and it's on RTE2 tonight. Double episode, looks great. It's kind of ranching and politics and family and drama, and it just has a great look off it, like a really modern, almost Western feel to it. And that is something you might want to record or watch live, all set in Montana, so it's dramatic landscape. Actually, I mentioned I was doing a little bit of fishing at the weekend, and weirdly, the mayfly was still alive and well on the banks of the Carib in July. The mayfly is called mayfly for obvious reasons. It's not called the July fly, but I think it's maybe climate related that it's still knocking around. But it was a beautiful experience. And go out to a little island and you have your fire and your tea on the fire. Like it feels like that sort of thing. So maybe I'm in that mood. But Siobhan was telling me that there's an episode in this where they're on horseback and they're fly fishing on horseback. I want to do that. I mean, that sounds dramatic. So that's called Yellowstone. And that's on tonight, and that on RT2. And I think that sounds really good. In other things, you might want to watch Dermot Kennedy, who was on with us on The Late Late, raised a lot of money, said is having a live one-off special performance, which is going to show globally on July 30th. Tickets on sale July the 8th. And that'll be streamed at 9 o'clock in Ireland on that night. He is an enormously popular singer. Great talent, lovely fella in real life. And the peculiar thing about this is that he's going to have special guests, including normal people's Paul Mescal. The ubiquitous, talented, much talked about Paul Mescal is going to be there. They don't know if he's going to be performing together, according to the Irish Mirror this morning. But fans already know breakout actor Paul is a talented musician. He told us on The Late Late that he sang in school productions of Phantom of the Opera. So I was going to, I think I suggested to him the night that when things come back to normal, himself and Daisy can do a performance of Music of the Night or whatever the song they might do. I think it'd be quite good fun. Another alumna from The Late Late Show, Jamie Lee Curtis, tweeted a great comment. She said, in case you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse, Merriam-Webster Dictionary just officially recognised irregardless as a word, which is a bad news story. She's a lovely woman and good fun and divilment in the eye there for sure. Pat was on to say, regarding the app, it would be interesting to know what percentage of the over 70s age group have smartphones in the first place. I'm under 60 and I don't have one. Okay, do you have to have a smart? Of course you do for the app, yeah. Kate says, I agree with that other texter. I tried to upload the tracker, not available on my iPhone 6, unfortunately. Can we just clarify that about the iPhone 6 situation? And can this app, is it incompatible or is it the person listening's problem? Or the people, I should say. Because I know that Grace Upstairs had it downloaded within about 2.5 seconds and it was easy. So I'm not sure what the buzz is there. Doreen in Swords was on to say, go into the App Store, search for COVID-19 tracker. What the tracker does and how it works are clearly set out. 2-minute job, whether you're techie or Luddite. Maybe I should do it during one of the songs and see if I can put that in. I mentioned Clifton the other day. I was there at the weekend, and RTE.ie are saying that the RNLI has launched a fundraising campaign that will see an all-weather lifeboat permanently based at Clifton, Connemara. The Launch a Memory lifeboat will carry the names of up to 10,000 people placed on it by their loved ones, and members of the public and supporters of the charity can make a donation online and submit the name of the person to be commemorated. It's lovely. And that's going to be happening courtesy of the RNLI. You'll find them online. And the first lifeboat is nearing completion in Scotland, and work will begin shortly on the building of the Clifton vessel at Poole Lifeboat Station in the UK. So that's a good story, and the RNLI do great work and mind people on the high seas and the low seas. 9:17 this morning, 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. I just see that I watched a film yesterday that had kind of passed me by, even though I'm a fan of Steve Coogan. And what put me off it was, every time I saw the movie poster, even on TV, the teeth. He has these white teeth that looked like sparkling saucers in his mouth. And it was kind of putting me off. I don't know. And sure enough, I started watching it. And it's a film called Greed. And turns out it was a really good surprise. Loved it. And essentially, it is it's directed by one of my favourite guys called Michael Winterbottom, who would have done Bloody Sunday and The Trip with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. And those are great, great things. But I was fascinated to watch this film. It's really essentially about a guy in the rag trade. It's based loosely, apparently, or not, on a character over in the UK, a real person who owned, a billionaire essentially, from selling clothes and owned lots of very famous clothes shops and got into all sorts of difficulty because you were into sweatshops and allegations of all sorts of carry on that I won't get into right now. But I watched it with my oldest, who was fascinated because she's been telling me for years, really, about fast fashion and how ugly it is and how you should really investigate the label on your shirt or your jumper or whatever. And kind of falling a little on deaf ears on my part, which is pretty poor form. But watching this, where they actually do go into it a little bit, the absolute wealth of the guy who owns the business and the party he's trying to organise for 60th, which is basically recreating Gladiator in Mykonos beside a beach with Syrian refugees in plastic sheeting tents. And the contrast constantly between, and then it goes briefly into Sri Lanka to the sweatshops and the conditions, and they're on 5p a day, and it really was informative, and made me think a little bit. And then I'm reading this morning about the guy who found the founder of the fast fashion company Boohoo. Now, you know Boohoo because you see it sponsors different programs you might watch at the weekend or whatever, but this piece says that the Indian-born founder of Boohoo grew his Manchester market stall into a 2.6 billion pound sterling business, which is currently embroiled in allegations of modern slavery and human trafficking. So it just gives you pause for thought. Before Boohoo shot onto the ever-growing fast fashion scene, its owner, Mahmoud Kamani, age 55, sold handbags in a trader's stall, saw the internet potential, and is now worth 2.6 billion with a workforce of over 1,000. But the company shares plunged by over 1.3 billion pounds this week, because there are allegations that he was using sweatshops in Leicester. Now, this is important because we're now back in COVID land. In Leicester, to produce cheap clothing during the coronavirus pandemic. What town had to, what city had to close down last week because of the Leicester? And the point is that maybe it's because he wants to make more money by producing more clothes on the cheap, that the COVID situation there was utterly protracted. A factory allegedly producing clothes for Boohoo and Mahmoud's son's retailer, Pretty Little Thing, which if you girls in your life, you'll know that this is a very popular shop, told how the factory did not provide its workers with face masks or gloves. They're paid £3.50 an hour, if they're lucky. And the findings have, they've got into National Crime Agency are involved. Home Secretary says it's truly appalling, and they are probing all of this. It came as Leicester's coronavirus cases spiralled in June, and claims that these factories were producing items for some of the UK's biggest fashion brands, including Boohoo and Nasty Gal, while putting staff at risk of contracting COVID-19. So that is all tallies, and it just chimes with the fact that I watched that film Greed with Steve Coogan, which comes highly recommended. I was a real surprise. I was half going to look at Hamilton. I saw that it's, I was pointed out yesterday that it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I thought, that's a chunk now. That's a wedge of my life. So I got a 99 down by the pier and it was delicious. And I got a movie in as well. So that's all good. Many, says Margaret, of us over 70s are right up with technology. The app has downloaded already good. I'm definitely not going to get into the old people of a certain age. Don't get technology. And younger people under 70. This is not. I'm enough civil war in my hands with COVID deniers and COVID believers. So I believe everyone can do technology and or can't. I'm 47 years old and I struggle. So this isn't where we're going there. But what is this over 70s nonsense? Says another. I just said I'm not. You can be over 70 and still functioning. Download the COVID app. I downloaded it late last night in a couple of minutes. I have the most recent iPhone. No. Okay, that's the last one reading out on that, because I have no doubt that whatever age you are, if you're interested in it, you'll get it working and it's no bother to you at all. So that's fine. What else have we for you? The teeth are gone too big and too white now. They look so artificial. They're distractions, says Bernadette. Well, certainly in that they were put extra big and white for the role. But when you look at somebody like Simon Cowell, whose teeth are quite bizarre looking when you see him on TV, you wonder, it's kind of like a dental wig, isn't it? 51551 is the text number. As you saw, Ennio Morricone died. And there was a great few tweets out about that. The Washington Post put one out saying that essentially Morricone, who wrote, dies at 91. They actually put in, So Morricone, the composer who wrote, which is okay because he's going to be a little bit remembered. But then our friend Brian Byrne, who very nicely rearranged the Late Late Show theme tune for us some years ago, also said as he talked about composers, he said John Williams, the American composer who wrote, and he puts in the doop doop. Of Jaws, says he'd prefer to be remembered for his other famous tune, the da 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 from Superman. Fair enough. And that got everyone talking about the da da das and the do do do's, because it do 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 da 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 da, and that's what it is. And then one other fella said, look, that's like calling Beethoven the da 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 guy. You can't do that. People doing their thing in lockdown, says Mary. I was in Achill for a few days and came across this young lady who just opened her horse box trailer yesterday selling the most delicious coffee. Wild Coffee Achill. Thought she really deserves a mention. Young people are just great. Hear, hear. Wild coffee out of a horse box. I want some immediately. I love that that sense of can do, will do. So keep that stuff going on. We'll take some music, I think, now from Marvin Gaye. How about that? 925 51551. Loads of texts and emails in. We'll get to them all shortly. Yeah, drizzly Dublin on a Tuesday morning. That's what the world needs, a bit of Marvin Gaye to ask the appropriate question for our time. What's going on? What's going on? 51551, the purpose of the app is to aid and track and trace cases and outbreaks fast in real time so that the rest of society can avoid lockdowns and have a return to normal. Okay. You can look at Yellowstone on TV, says B. Just for the scenery, Montana isn't called Big Sky Country for no reason. We did a horse-drawn sleigh ride at night in winter snow and it was breathtaking. Then cowboy stories around a fire with wolves howling and hot drinks. I love that. That would be pretty spectacular. Someday. Louise was on. As always, she says, there will be some pushback from people who do not want to opt in for their data to be shared. I'm wondering, do the same people give the same amount of consideration when they're so quick to sign up for Instagram and the likes? If we all get on board, this app could expedite contact tracing, which would save lives in turn. Good point. You know, when you go on something now on any site that you want to look, like a newspaper or a magazine, and it says, do you accept everything? And what, God, you know, have you never noticed how quick we say okay without thinking for one second? Is it going to end up in the hands of either some Russian oligarch or Donald Trump's press secretary or Vladimir Putin's contacts? You know, do they like to take election, win election in Malta? Why not? You know, is that because they all said okay, the fools? Is that how it works? I don't know. I just click on OK like a moron. OK. Adam says, great to hear you shine light on the cost of fast and other fashion. There is a film out called The True Cost. It's excellent, really excellent. It goes through the impact of fashion from cotton seeds to the finished product and the impact capitalism is having on the poorest, especially, but not exclusively, women and children in the global south. Well worth a watch. Thank you, Adam. And I'd urge you to watch Greed 2. Which is good because my oldest has a she often quotes Keelan Moncrief, who is on Instagram, I presume it's on Twitter, as somebody who's been promoting this in a really interesting, accessible and kind of, dare I say it, a funky way. But she seems like a smart cat, and certainly that's the kind of generational leadership that you need, and she seems very impressive, so good on her. Maeve Wright in Newbridge says the 2 hours and 40 minutes for Hamilton is worth it. Really? I've never experienced anything like it. And I've watched The Greatest Showman at least 10 times. Do yourself a favour. Okay. What's wrong with me? It's like American history. American history and hip hop. I won't name and shame whoever is outside shaking her head still at the grim experience of getting 40 minutes into it and then going, Hamilton. She walked away.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, it's a love bombing, a carpet bombing of love for Kelly this morning on the text. Ryan, I would love to sit on a 10-hour flight to anywhere with Kelly Harrington. A class act. So very refreshing. A bundle of joy, if you don't mind. Such a great young woman. A tonic love to her and her family. Oh, Ryan, what a joy, says Moira, to listen to Kelly. She's a breath of fresh air. Has made me laugh out loud. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to do someone in these to someone in these uncertain times? An amazing young woman, Ryan. Pure joy, lucky patience. Love to Kelly, another national treasure. God bless her, from Mary and Bernard in Rathcoole. Two great interviews with two young people who are an inspiration and a credit to themselves, their families, and most of all, the young people, a young people of Ireland, which is great. I love to hear that. Marvellous to hear a normal, down-to-earth person and a sense of humour. Oh, yes, very good. Inspiring interview, says Bren from Boxer. Kelly, you can climb if you really want to. And Margaret in Galway says, I always think that Kelly is an inspiration. I love listening to her and her honesty. Long may she stay so happy, upbeat, positive and successful. So that's just a flavour of the good vibes coming in for Kelly. So thank you for that. A quick ad break to take. Man, oh man, I enjoyed that no end. Well, just a force of nature, let's be honest. Kelly is obviously a very intelligent and talented lady, says Anne. Education is the key to a different life for people. Also, their physical surroundings and having facilities or not makes a world of difference. Very easy to judge people. I wish her so well. And other one on Hamilton. Thank goodness, I thought it was just me. I couldn't get into Hamilton at all. Watched the first half, fell asleep twice. And I love a good musical. However, it's excellently produced. And there's love and not so much hate, but there's just a bit of everything. And we'll get to, might get to some of the Hamilton ones tomorrow, because I really do need to watch it so I can form an opinion rather than have this half-baked idea of what it is or is not. Really, the bulk of the text are about Kelly and how refreshing and lovely and charming she is, was, and I think forever will be. Stay tuned for Sarah McInerney. Have a beautiful day. Mind yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.